DW.
More than two decades of armed conflict and natural hazards have forced nearly 1 million Somalis to flee the country, while many others remain internally displaced. Even though some things have started to improve over the last year or so, terrorist attacks continue, and almost half of the country is still in need of humanitarian assistance. One of the organizations trying to help improve the situation is the UN's International Organization for Migration, or IOM. I caught up with Diane Epstein, the head of IOM in Somalia, when she was in Bonn recently to find out more about her work. And I first asked her what makes the situation so difficult in Somalia.
Well, there's been a civil war that's been going on for the last 30 years, a highly insecure country with terrorist groups. Plus, we have the situation of natural disasters. Somalis have gone through several droughts and recently floods. And although the drought this year was averted, we still have a protracted crisis. We still have the remnants of the previous droughts. Very limited infrastructure, few hospitals. Outside of Mogadishu, where you might see businesses starting to boom, in many of the other locations throughout the country, even the cities, there's very little market economy. People are still living hand to mouth. Many rely on humanitarian assistance. And there's a need to really build that up for Somalia to become a stable country.
How many migrants and displaced people are there in Somalia? And who are these people?
Okay, within Somalia, there are 2.6 million internally displaced persons. Outside of Somalia, 2 million of the 14 million population has left the country. And many of those people are in Germany and other places in the world and are doing quite well and are coming back to Somalia now to contribute to the development of the country and taking up key positions. So we see a lot of progress being made. So we work within three pillars. One is emergency and humanitarian response. The second, recovery and durable solutions. So working on transition and stabilization. And the third pillar is migration governance and development.
Can you give one example of, for instance, how a displaced person gets help by IOM, a project you're involved in?
So examples could include something as basic as needing a school or a hospital or something for women. We would support the government and the people to build that infrastructure.
You just said a lot of things have started to improve, but at the same time, there's still so many problems. There still is violence. There's still attacks by the terrorist groups. How's that impacting your work?
The issue of security, of course, is a big concern. The people that we need to assist, many of them are located in inaccessible areas. So even to go from one location to another, it presents a security concern. But many of the displaced persons have moved to urban areas, so we could reach many of them, but there's still many more that we can't reach. And so we often work through partners that are able to reach the affected populations.
Humanitarian helpers are also getting attacked. How dangerous is it for you personally and your staff to work in the country?
I guess the feeling I would say is that anything can happen anywhere. And we do have to, of course, think about our security and put in place mechanisms to protect us and the people that we assist, but our goal there is to really provide the support and assistance.
And how do you try to take care of security? Do you wear vests or do you check out whether there's been an attack before and you go a different route? What do you do?
There's a lot of surveillance and security officers and assistants that are working to gather the information. So if there's a concern, we wouldn't go into that area. Otherwise, we might have to go in with some protection. It could be an armored vehicle, depending upon where we're going.
Did you never get afraid?
You know, maybe before I left, went there, I was a bit scared. It was a natural feeling. But I do feel that really anything can happen anywhere in the world. In Somalia, we take extra precautions, so we're a little more protected, I would say.
So you can maybe take some precautions, but some people don't have the choice. Maybe the displaced people, they don't even have the backup of their village. How do they cope with this terrorist threat?
It's very much a part of their lives. They have social networks and clans that provide some kind of protection. We do preventative work, so educating people, educating communities about the situation and really working more on prevention. We don't want people to, of course, join Al-Shabaab. We want to prevent them and contribute to the development of communities.
How do you prevent people who are in a dire situation to join a group that puts so much pressure on them?
We provide alternative means to earn incomes, and that's by providing opportunities within communities. education. It's really about educating people and also giving them other means to have social opportunities, trying to give them alternatives to joining Al-Shabaab.
Do you have maybe an example of maybe somebody you think where you have made a difference, whom you've met personally?
Many Somalis abroad are very educated. They come back to their country and contribute. And I think one of the biggest impacts I've seen was a woman living in Finland. I believe it was Finland. She was a doctor, and she came back to Somalia to set up a neonatal unit within a hospital. And before she set up this neonatal unit, infant mortality was very high. And she really changed this hospital by putting a neonatal unit in. And the infant mortality went down to something very low, like 2-3%.
Do you think the country is getting enough international attention and also the humanitarian support that you need for your work as IOM?
Well, I think Germany has been a great supporter of Somalia, but Germany can't do it alone. There are many donors and support that are coming in to Somalia, but of course, it's not enough to address the whole situation. And we need continued support, patience, and we definitely hit challenges. Every single day, there's a challenge. We must always be two steps forward, one step back. But I think it's important that we go and move forward. DW.